This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News and Pride.
U.S. President-elect Joe Biden has chosen former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen to serve as Treasury Secretary in his new cabinet. Speaking with Bloomberg last month, she's ready to tax the gas and oil industries.
Where energy that creates carbon emissions enters the economy, and to simply levy a tax. So I think that's an easier and more efficient way than auctioning permits. But one way or another, we think carbon pricing is important.
Janet Yellen will be the first woman to serve as Treasury Secretary. With Thanksgiving on Thursday, a recent survey claims 1 in 3 Americans believe the risk is worth the reward of a family gathering. Dr. Jerome Adams with the White House Coronavirus Task Force on Fox has a couple of ideas beyond what we already know to keep your holidays safer.
Turn your ceiling fans on and have them circulating to pull the air out. Turn your HVAC system on continuous.
USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The West Texas town of El Paso is having a hard time keeping up with COVID-19. USA Radio News' Val Dior explains.
The Texas National Guard has been mobilized to El Paso County, Texas, to help with a morgue crisis as the state battles a surge in coronavirus cases and deaths. A team of 36 National Guard troops were called to provide mortuary affairs support. The Guard will replace inmates who had relieved overworked El Paso City personnel. The goal is to create movement of the dead to prevent a backup returning those that have passed to their families. El Paso is on the border of Mexico and has become one of Texas's COVID-19 hotspots. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
El Paso is the 22nd largest city in America. Michigan election officials on Monday certified Democrat Joe Biden's victory in the state. The final vote was not unanimous, as one of the four declared abstention. President Trump has not conceded the November 3rd election and continues to call out voting fraud. USA Radio News.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Trump administration was handed setbacks Monday in the Pennsylvania vote count certification. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has the details.
The Pennsylvania Supreme Court rejected 5 lawsuits Monday from the Trump campaign that challenged the legality of about 8,000 votes in one county. The suits had challenged whether absentee ballots that were missing handwritten names, addresses, or dates on the outer envelope should have been counted. The justices wrote in their decision that they did not believe those issues were enough to invalidate the ballots. Despite the setback, the Trump campaign still believes they have a legal path to victory. Senior campaign advisor Steve Cortez laid out the case that the Trump legal team will continue to make. He told Newsmax TV they intend to show that President Trump won the legal vote.
We make a compelling case that the president won the legal vote on November 3rd. The statistical case is compelling. The evidence of fraud grows every day with sworn affidavits, not conjecture or conspiracy. And it is incumbent upon our campaign to pursue to the last every legal means to continue to contest what we think is so far a marred election result return.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The General Services Administration formally recognized President-elect Joe Biden as the winner of the 2020 presidential election on Monday. Monday Night Football had the L.A. Rams traveling to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers home of Raymond James Stadium. Ray J, as the locals call it, had about 15,000 people in attendance. The Rams won the game 27-24. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going.
Well, America is seeing the other side of the coin. Kind of interesting, huh? 4 years ago, deja vu one more time. We have an election. Of course, this one comes with some exception, but there are some similarities. You know, half of the country thinks the other guy should have won. You know, of course, this one is fraught with all kinds of voter fraud, where the last time it was the Democrats suggesting that there was outside interference. But this time it seems the interference might have been more domestic. And I don't blame you for being confused about this, especially when the president's legal team has been saying that they have, you know, evidence that it's just the way it's going to come upon the people. It's going to be epic. It's going to be biblical. And here we are in suspended animation. Rick Gates joins us now. Rick, of course, is the former deputy campaign chair for Trump and author of Wicked Game, an insider story on how Trump won. Rick, I got to imagine on this new book, in light of what we've been seeing now, I mean, this is like something I've never seen before. I mean, this is like extremes, is it not?
Absolutely, and it's fascinating to watch this democratic process unfold. Obviously, given the closeness of the race and the fact that the Dems thought it was going to be a blue wave, and that did not materialize, has created a huge chasm of looking at voter fraud, you know, across the country. And mm-hmm. and you know, while we may not see systemic fraud or you know. The amount of information that, you know, some of the Trump team's lawyers are indicating that has occurred and will provide evidence in those lawsuits. I think it's extremely important for the American people to see, because as you noted at the very beginning, more than half this country, you know, voted for Donald Trump. You're a little under half the voters, you know, almost 74 million voters, second highest of any presidential right. candidate in the history of our country. And when you look at that, and now a poll just came out today with about 80% of those polled believe that there was fraud in the election. That is a significant message, and it's a concern that as any American, we never want to accept a result that has been tainted with fraud or you know willful acts of misdeeds related to voting.
Well, this has been quite obvious on so many levels. I mean, you have to suspend reason to think that there isn't. This is why everyday Americans, and you have such a high percentage, a majority of Americans saying, you know, this thing was fixed because you've got ballots that were only written or, you know, the oval was filled in for Joe Biden only, no downline stuff. And so that's obvious. Otherwise, there might have been a blue wave had they had the time to fill out the rest of the ballot. But when they only filled that in, I mean, how often, I mean, when have we ever talked about a ballot just being, you know, with such numbers? being filled in just for the president. This is unprecedented, just that in and of itself.
Well, look, the president, you know, in July of 2020 actually, you know, said, hey, look, I mean, there are a number of issues with these mail-in ballots in particular. We really got to look at these, and this election can be stolen. And he was absolutely right, because the mail-in ballots provide the greatest opportunity for fraud, as we have seen.
And they've done studies on this before, Rick. It wasn't like something new. I mean, you go back a couple of decades. I can't remember exactly who was in charge, but they did extensive studies on mail-in voting, and they said this is going to be fraught. They determined with this study, you know, they spent the people's money to do this, but now they wanted to ignore it this time around because this seemed to, you know, fulfill the narrative, or at least fulfill the strategy of the Democratic Party.
Well, sure. It not only fulfilled their narrative, but it gave them, you know, a alleged victory, you know, for Joe Biden, which, you know, across the board, you know, look, one of the biggest problems, Bill, is that we had such a massive number of people turn out to vote in this election, which is a great, you know, sign for democracy. At the same token, the Democrats were very well aware of that fact and were able to leverage and use the mail-in ballot to, you know, look at changing votes, you know, in certain states. I mean, some of these vote totals, you know, still the anomalies don't make sense.
Right. But when you've got more votes than people in the state, yes, I mean, some obvious things like that. I mean, we can say, all right, this was the largest turnout in voter history. But, you know, the other question remains is how many real people behind each vote was there? How much fudging had taken place, especially in some states where you got, or in some counties, 20% more than the people that reside there?
Yeah, exactly. And some of the percentages of voter turnout were just, you know, they don't even make sense. I mean, in Wisconsin, Michigan counties, you know, having as much as, you know, 250% voter turnout. I mean, come on. That is just absolutely fraudulent. And this is where, unfortunately, you know, because of the way our Constitution is written, you know, President Trump is under a clock and the time keeps ticking away. And there's no doubt that, you know, 3, 4, 6 months from now, you're going to see just massive evidence of fraud in various states. But the problem is we've got to do it within, you know, really the next 2.5 weeks in order for it to be considered and evaluated. And so the clock is against us, no question. Right.
Rick, the thing that's disgusting is they even say, I mean, they said now, I've never heard this said before, and I don't know what I was missing, but, you know, suddenly when we're talking about voter fraud, they go, well, if the truth be known, Richard Nixon actually beat JFK, but there was voter fraud, and that's how JFK won. I mean, come on, are you kidding me? From 1960, I mean, you know, to now, I mean, 50-some years later, we're admitting that voter fraud took place. And, of course, people in some areas, like my good friend down in Broward County who, you know, cut his teeth with Democratic politics and the machine in Chicago, you know, he always said, well, they never finished the vote until they got the cemetery vote. And, you know, and it's just all casual. It's just expected. But we've been very laissez-faire about this, and now here we are, and it's like the Democratic machine. And it is the Democratic machine, because I don't see where the Republicans have done this. I mean, it obviously comes out of their camp, and, you know, here they perpetrate this upon the people. They put into crisis the institutions that we're supposed to trust in, Rick. And what they want us to do is they want us just to turn a blind eye and accept it. If you don't accept it, you know, you're going to pay a price. We're going to come after you one way or another. I mean, like this show, I mean, we're you know, the target. We will continue to be the target because we're going to pursue the truth on this. And guess what? The truth is something that they rather would not have anybody talk about.
Look, there's been fraud in our elections for decades. And to your point, we as Americans have never really cared about it because it's never had a significant impact you know, on the election. I mean, the last time it really came to bear was in 2000. That was only in one state, you know. And so in this case, in the 2020 election, the amount of fraud, and look, here's the part that I think Democrats are starting to move to is just that they want to see systemic fraud. forget the systemic fraud. Stop putting nuances to the words. Fraud is fraud.
Right.
Whether it's 10 votes or 10 million votes, if it happened, then that means our electoral system is not the best in the world.
Exactly.
And by shining the spotlight on it, look, we're the gold standard. And we're the example for the rest of the world in terms of how elections are supposed to work and how democracy is supposed to, you know, unfold. And we're not doing that. And so what does that say to everybody else that it's okay to cheat in a
exactly.
election?
Without a doubt. Well, this is the problem, and it becomes a systemic issue, and we'll talk more about it on the other side of the break. Rick Gates is with us. Our conversation continues after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
The Tide Ministry is partnering with Child Evangelism Fellowship to broadcast their Good News Club program into the Muslim and Arab countries of the Middle East. The goal is to capture the attention of children through televised puppet shows. The puppets engage in drama and animated conversations that cover the apologetics of Christianity and explain the truth about Jesus in their own language without attacking other faiths. This enables children throughout the Middle East to hear of God's love and learn the basics of the Christian faith in a format that engages their attention. Ultimately, the Tide Ministry and CEF hope to lead children into meaningful relationships with Christ and guide them to be witnesses in their communities.
To learn more about the Tide Global Radio Ministry and this initiative to help children throughout the Middle East learn the truth about Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, our president last night put out a tweet and directed the director of the NSA to go ahead and start the transition. Of course, the mainstream media was, you know, they were popping champagne, thinking, well, this is, you know, a near concession, you know, coming from the president of the United States. You know, Rick Gates, the thing that was disgusting is part of the reason or part of the motivation for Donald Trump to do this is because here, this woman, she's getting threats. Death threats. I mean, what is it with the Democrats? I mean, they don't get their way. They pitch a fit. They're not just—they're not happy enough just to pitch a fit. I mean, they'll kill you. They'll take you out. They'll threaten you. They'll threaten your family. They'll dox you. I mean, you know, they need some sort of psychological therapy here. This is not the way to get along.
Well, it's a sad commentary on the way that they are perceiving things to unfold. And if you look at this, Donald Trump is not doing anything that is not permitted in the Constitution as it pertains to this election. Mm. Everything's on a timeline. Just because we don't have a winner the night of election doesn't mean somebody else gets to go out and declare themselves the winner, exactly, as Joe Biden did. And so when you peel back the layers, you know, on this, there's plenty of time. He has ample, you know, options to challenge these results. And to your point, you know, anybody that seems to support him or side with him on any particular issue is branded with one of many names. That's not how government works in our country, and that's not how we treat people as human beings. We got to put, you know, we got to take a, you know, it's just unbelievable that people would allow their political emotions to enwrap themselves so much that they would actually target or demean another human being. I mean, there's exactly nothing called for with respect to Emily Murphy at the GSA. She was doing her job. She said, I'm not a Trump, you know, a wholehearted Trump supporter. I'm following the letter of the law, which is exactly what she was doing.
Right, exactly. And, of course, there are some in the Biden administration associated with Biden that are saying, hey, look, if we want the names of all these people, we're collecting names, seeing who's been naughty or nice, and we're going to make sure that they never work in this city again or if they ever find a job. I mean, you know, words like that, I mean, to that deal, it's all part of the cancel culture that the Democrats have, you know, become black belts. They become 10-degree black belts in effectiveness. But and this is what's so galling about Republicans, as you said earlier. You know, Republicans, in a sense, are just, you know, for the most part, fair-minded. We want to get along. We want to do what's right for our families and our country. But, you know, but you see, where it stops right there, though, because as soon as it gets to power and control is the drug of choice for the Democratic Party. And that's really what's driving them. Rick, your book, Wicked Game, An Insider Story on How Trump Won, Mueller Failed, and America Lost, you're probably already starting on Wicked Game number 2, and that's the opposite side of that same coin, right?
Absolutely. I probably could write another 5 books from all the diabolical tactics I've seen, you know, in this election, you know, from the Democrats.
Well, we're going to need it, Rick, because the mainstream media isn't going to do it. They're not going to report on this. And you have the inside take. You understand the nuance and all this, and you can lay it out for the people and give us time. I mean, unlike the legal team for the president, where the clock is ticking, and until they find, you know, some huge threat, as Alan Dershowitz put it, that, you know, demonstrates a wholesale perspective here that will change hundreds of thousands of votes. I mean, we're dancing until the clock runs out. And many people are going to be very frustrated because they see the retail aspect. They see the cheating that is obvious, but it is not clear enough for the courts to say, okay, we are going to make a wholesale change here.
Well, and remember, the courts are not looking for the truth. They're looking for process. So I'll give you a perfect example. In Pennsylvania, the recent case that went before the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, where there were clear violations of filing ballots. The court even admitted it. However, they didn't want to disenfranchise, so they said, in the future, it might help if we make sure that people, you know, put their date and put their signature on the ballot envelope. So what do we do with that? That is a clear indication that the law was violated, but the court is not upholding the law. Yeah. They're just saying, okay, here's a fix for next time. Well, right. That's not how America works. That's not how elections in America are supposed to work. So when you see this type of you know, action taking place, you know, to your earlier point, you're absolutely right. People will do anything to hold on and retain power or to grab power. And that's exactly what we're seeing here. I mean, it's very unfortunate that, you know, when all said and done, that, you know, Donald Trump is going to be 1,000% right about yes. electoral fraud. Unfortunately, he just doesn't have enough time to be able to prove it all before the elections are certified. If he had, then we wouldn't be having this conversation. But that is the unfortunate part. And look, that is part of the game, right? That is understanding your opponent and knowing that you need to be, you know, in a position to battle what they're going to do. And they pulled out every stop. I mean, it's not by accident that the majority of their fraud were mail-in ballots.
Yeah, we don't think in terms of people being this diabolical. Although Trump did warn everybody, and there was enough empirical evidence and studies to this fact, and we're realizing what happened, and we're also realizing that in a democracy, it requires courage. It really does to be able to say, look, this is the Constitution, this is what's happened, because if you turn your back or you say, okay, well, it really wasn't going to make a difference, as you and I were talking before, it does make a difference, because it's that little bit of leaven that goes out into the political bloodstream that tells Republicans, it tells Democrats, especially, they can get away with it, in much the same way as to what happened, that ruling that came down, I think it was yesterday, regarding Rand Paul. He and his wife, they were attacked by these people that are coming out after the Trump campaign, and or I think it was it the announcement for Amy Coney Barrett, and they were coming back and they were attacked, and the district attorney says no harm, no foul, you know, let it go. Wait a minute. You accosted a senator, and you threatened, you put he and his wife in peril. A police officer was injured protecting them, and you let him get off. Well, what does that say? And what has that been saying in terms of lawlessness and why lawlessness continues to run rampant in the streets of America today?
Well, look, I thought it was very telling, you know, the night of the election and into the next morning. You know, even when it seemed that Donald Trump was winning, you didn't see Republicans out of the street protesting. Even as the results started changing and the vote count started coming in, you didn't see any, you know, massive displays of violence by Republicans or Republican groups. And I think that, you know, was very telling in terms of the way that we look at the elections and the way that we, you know, treat the election.
Well, look at the streets that were boarded up. What cities, started putting up, board in their windows to protect the businesses?
That was predominantly Democratic cities.
Exactly.
Where absolutely, like, violent groups wanted to make their mark. And as we now know, they were targeting, you know, businesses owned by their own voters, you know, by their own supporters. And that's a sad commentary on where elections have taken us. But look, that's important to point out, because neither Donald Trump nor Joe Biden, whoever, you know, ultimately wins, is going to unite the country. So this talk that Joe Biden's out there, well, we're going to unite the country. No, you're not. 74 million people didn't want you as president. You know, that's not an over,
and real people, not a bunch of phony harvested ballots or other things that you came up with. I mean, Rick, were you aware of the report we got yesterday? Was that there were thousands of ballots, not hundreds of thousands, but thousands of ballots that came into the polling stations that weren't even folded. How is that possible?
Oh, yeah, people dropping them off. It's a very...
I'm saying there's no crease in there. There was no original crease or folding in these ballots. What does that tell you?
Yeah, it tells me there's fraud.
Yeah, and by the way, that oval was perfectly marked, and it was only for the president. Could it possibly come off a printing machine?
Yeah, and fortunately, we're going to get to the bottom of it. Unfortunately, I don't know if we're going to have enough time to do it before the election has to be certified. And that's going to be the key, is to make sure, obviously, that this never happens again. And the president was dead on right assessment of it.
Well, there is the movement out there to stop the steal, but the steal will continue if we really don't take a stand. And, Rick, I look forward to your follow-up book, Wicked Game 2, The Other Side of the Coin That We Just Experienced. Rick Gates, the former deputy campaign chairman for Trump. Thank you, Rick. Take care, buddy.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. President-elect Joe Biden has chosen former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen to serve as Treasury Secretary in his new cabinet. Speaking with Bloomberg last month, she's ready to tax the gas and oil industries.
Where energy that creates carbon emissions enters the economy, and to simply levy a tax. So I think that's an easier and more efficient way than auctioning permits, but one way or another, we think carbon pricing is important.
Janet Yellen will be the first woman to serve as Treasury Secretary. With Thanksgiving on Thursday, a recent survey claims 1 in 3 Americans believe the risk is worth the reward of a family gathering. Dr. Jerome Adams with the White House Coronavirus Task Force on Fox has a couple of ideas beyond what we already know to keep your holidays safer.
Turn your ceiling fans on and have them circulating to pull the air out. Turn your HVAC system on continuous.
USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent. You know, Rick Gates is right. I'll tell you what all that we've been dealing with, and I do look forward to his follow-up book, but I agree with him that, you know, the system has really let us down, you know, this 2020 election, and for us to be unified, whether it's Joe Biden or, you know, Donald Trump, I believe it's beyond their capacity to unify the country. We're split in two, and that is clear, and even much more obvious after this election. Joe Biden can talk about wanting to unify. He's never unified. I've never seen him unify. Okay, maybe once in a while he might go across the aisle to talk with somebody, and but in today's Democratic Party, we know how that works. Look what happened to Dianne Feinstein. She walked across the way and thanked Lindsey Graham, and now she's out of her committee position. You know, there are consequences when you violate the traditional guard of the Democratic Party. We're going to be joining my good friend Jeff Cruer, the Cajun Crusher, on his station, WGSO 990 AM. And we've got things to catch up with him regarding his latest commentary on the 2020 election showed limits of criminal justice reform, if not the need for election reform. But I wonder if we really have the courage, because that's what we need right now.
We're connected.
Yeah, we are connected now.
Right now. Hey, are you there?
Hey, Jeff, I am. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Excited to be sharing this time together. I love what you wrote about the call for justice reform. You know, that this is one of the things that the 2020 election showed, the limits of criminal justice reform. And, you know, I want you to break that down for our audience.
You know, the narrative, of course, from the mainstream media was that it was a great election for Biden, the Democrats, the president, quote-unquote, lost, although, of course, I don't think he did. And then, of course, we looked in a little bit deeper, and I analyzed his criminal justice reform, what happened in a few states. New York had to scale back the criminal justice reforms they enacted in 2019. When even the liberal leaders there realized they went too far. In California, the voters rejected Proposition 25, which would have ended cash bail and replaced it with an algorithm threat assessment. It would have cost hundreds of millions of dollars and would have put people at risk. And here in New Orleans, the most liberal city in the state, voters soundly rejected candidates running on a criminal justice reform platform sponsored by a group called Pact for Justice. Their motto was flip the bench, and they wanted to put on a bunch of progressive public defenders in all these positions. And they had a group of seven candidates, and five of them lost overwhelmingly.
Right. Well, and as you say, the results is quite resounding. I mean, even the guard of the Democratic Party in losing so many House seats at the federal level. I mean, here, you know, 12 for sure. There's another nine, I think, that are in play here. And Republicans are in the lead so far. I guess they still haven't found those extra, you know, ballots in the back of a U-Haul yet. Or they're probably still digging out some, you know, some cemetery plots out there to make sure that they can find another Republican to change their vote, because that's what they do after they die. They somehow they die and they become Democrats. I don't understand that. That's a mystery to me. But you got to love them for trying. But you see, they keep getting away with all this stuff, and that's what's galling, I think, for everyday Americans, Jeff, is that this is out-and-out fraud. I mean, you know, even two-year-olds know what fair is. Boy, you try and cheat a two-year-old, that's not fair. I mean, they'll throw something at you, and they get really animated about that sort of thing. And here we are, adults, and we're seeing something that's so blatantly unfair. And, you know, and just it's obvious cheating. And we're just told, hey, you just better shut up and
move on
and go along to get along. Because if you don't, then we have our ways to, you know, make life uncomfortable for you.
79% of Trump supporters, Bill, believe this election was stolen. People know, as you say, it wasn't fair. They know this was rigged. And I think the evidence will come out hopefully sooner rather than later. But, you know, what's interesting and what I talked about in the column was that, you know, House Democrats are furious because, you know, the pollsters predicted, oh, well, you know, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are going to gain about a dozen seats.
Right.
Well, they lost at least a dozen. And as you say, there could be more. And some of these House Democrats are being honest and saying, hey, all this rhetoric about defunding the police, that hurt us and that cost the seats.
Right.
And that's a good thing that the American people didn't reward these wackos who wanted this kind of agenda.
Well, the thing is amazing to me, Jeff, is that even in the primaries, I mean, they tried to sell something that 70% of the people didn't want. And Biden doubled down on it, even on the general. And it was like, wait a minute, what's missing here? You know, even the Democrats didn't want to buy it in the primary. And now all of a sudden, resoundedly, you know, 80 million votes, they're going to vote for him. I mean, he has written the whole strategy for campaigning forever and ever for the Democrats. The Democrats forever are going to stay in the basement from now on. Regardless, I mean, post-COVID, everything else, you know, because when you stay in the basement, you can win by a landslide.
Well, you don't need a campaign because you've got it rigged, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
He had all these different, when he said he had the best election fraud system in place in history, he was being honest. He did.
Yeah.
And from the mail-in balloting to the Dominion, I mean, they had it covered all kinds of different ways, and I think they were surprised at the vote President Trump got, so they had to go the extra mile to steal the election.
Yeah, they juiced it. And I think what's going to happen there, Jeff, potentially, to your point there exactly, is they jumped the shark on this, and it's a matter of time. And hopefully, I mean, the clock is ticking, and we've got, you know, minutes and seconds left in which to find. I've been saying there's got to be that clear thread that opens up the body where we can see it, where it's so undisputable. I mean, because right now you talk about these little things, and as Alan Dershowitz put it, you know, that's retail.
and the retail numbers aren't big enough. And the Democrats, you know, so arrogantly say, well, that went to court and they threw it out. Well, they threw it out because they said, look, at 1,000 votes, no big whoop. It ain't going to change anything. But the problem is they're not dealing with the lie or the cheating. So guess what? It goes on. It perpetuates itself because they got away with it. The reason that we are here today is because the Democrats, and you got to put it right, the Democrats, because I don't see this happening with the Republicans. I see it primarily with the Democratic Party. Their operatives, they've become 10-degree black belts in voter fraud. And they've been able to get away with it. So it was like, hey, no big whoop. Well, hey, we'll use this little machine. We'll use this software. We'll put a patch in it even while it's on. And then we'll shut down, tell everybody that we're closing down. We're going to stop the count. Never happened before. You know, all these inequities, you know, and all these
right.
flags that have gone up that people have purposely turned their back on and ignoring. I mean, the American people, bottom line on this, Jeff, the American people lost in this 2020 election. It wasn't
yeah.
so much that Donald Trump lost. It wasn't that Joe Biden won. It's the American people in our democracy took a huge hit on this 2020 election because of the cheating.
Because they used COVID as an excuse to send out all 100 million mail-in ballots who were unsolicited. Rampant fraud. They covered it there. Also in these big cities, Bill, where they had operations in place to steal votes, late-night dumps of ballots. Then they had the Dominion angle covered with all the different rigging that was done there. So they really had a sophisticated operation. And my worry is this. If they get away with this, Bill, we might never have a free and fair election in this country ever again. How can you ever be confident, Bill, in the election results in America?
Exactly. Well, did you hear about the votes? Dr. Gerard Lamera reported yesterday that there were thousands of votes that came in, ballots that came in, Jeff. They weren't creased. You know, you know the ballots you get, they're all folded, right? You know, and there's crease lines there where they've been folded. They got ballots that it was like they came off a printing machine where the oval was only for Joe Biden. That was it. That was filled in. No downline stuff. But we're not supposed to be suspicious about that.
And it was a late night dump, Bill?
The
circle was perfectly filled in. I mean, come on. It's very suspicious. And people are angry. I think there's so many people angry that this heist is going on. We got to stop it, Bill.
Well, what the Democrats had to endure, and what the Republicans, I should say, had to endure with the Russian collusion in 2016, here we are having to endure. Republicans and conservatives and reasonable-minded people are going to have to endure that voter fraud did take place. Whether or not it can be absolutely proven, hey, it's up to the attorneys, and hopefully they can find a way to do that. Jeff Cruer, as always, buddy, happy Thanksgiving to you. Appreciate the time, buddy.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. 9 in 10 homebuyers are motivated to purchase their first home, while 4 in 5 say saving for a home is a priority. According to new homebuyer insights from Bank of America, this motivation is encouraging because homeownership can help families create a legacy and build long-term wealth, making it easier to achieve their life goals. However, many would-be buyers say that expensive home prices, high rent costs, and student loans impact their ability to save. A.J. Barkley, Senior Vice President, Neighborhood Lending at Bank of America.
We understand that becoming a homeowner can be as challenging as it is exciting. While many prospective homebuyers can afford monthly mortgage payments, saving for the upfront costs may make homeownership seem out of reach. We have low down payment mortgages as well as down payment grants and closing cost grants, which are helping eligible homebuyers break down these barriers so they can afford a home of their very own.
To learn more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/homeowner.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
You know, there's a lot to that message, live free or die. And, we're hearing more and more. I mean, there was a story here recently about a 90-year-old woman. I think she was in Canada. This is kind of a heartbreak story. And I know we're going to be talking with the Good News Girl, with Samantha Mao here in just a moment, and with viral videos. But this is one of those videos that gives you kind of the sad side of life and the results of COVID-19. This is out of Toronto. A 90-year-old Nancy Russell died last month. She was surrounded by friends and family. They clustered around her bed singing songs. She'd chosen to send her off as a doctor helped her through a medically assisted death. Of course, this happened in Canada. And the whole point of it was that Canada was getting ready to go on another lockdown, and she just couldn't bear it. She says, I can't do this anymore. I can't be without my family. Samantha, I want to bring you on here right now. And, I mean, this is the reality of COVID-19. If you have, you got people, you know, dying in some cases here, I mean, with an assisted medical suicide, the person just saying, look, I can't bear this. I can't bear this thing. I don't want to live if I can't be around my family. And, you think about, you know, the suicide rate, what's happening in America today, and here we are coming into the holidays, and this seems to, really sensitize our emotions all the more. And I just pray that, where some of these governors, you know, like Governor Cuomo doing these draconian ideas, I don't think that's helping. It's exacerbating the problem and putting undue psychological pressure on people who are already stressed. I mean, we talk about this pandemic fatigue, but we also are not even considering the pandemic stress. People that have just about had it to here, not being able to, hug their kids or, be around their loved ones, especially during this holiday. What do you think?
I think it's really sad. And, thinking about this woman being 90 years old and, for me, I'm lucky enough to have two of my grandparents still alive, and they're, you know, their lives are valuable, and they're 89 and 95 years old right now.
Wow, yeah.
And, you know, they haven't been, they're not in a nursing home or anything, so they're not being isolated from our family the same way. You know, of course, we're very careful. We don't go around them in huge groups or anything like that, but they're not being isolated the same way. And I can't imagine how it would affect them if they were.
Yeah.
And I just think about all these people being by themselves. And even like with the holidays, our normal Thanksgiving that I told you about last week that we were planning, it was going to be outside. We've canceled it. You know,
they
ended up canceling it because they were, you know, they were getting more nervous about like possibly getting it. There's a few older family members that are more vulnerable. And so we're just going to do a smaller gathering this year. And, you know, I think the holidays being something that you look forward to, and then even that being taken away is, I don't know, everybody's just going through. I think this is going to be a special emotional like, you know, I feel like therapists are going to find something like unique about like the depression that people are facing, because it's like, when is it going to end? How much longer is this going to go? And what are the consequences going to be, not just of the virus? I think people are afraid of the virus and the shutdown.
Right.
It's I think the shutdown, like, to me is something that I'm like more concerned about, because that's definite. And that's affecting people's livelihoods. And
well, you're killing jobs.
You're killing
jobs. Then, well, what's going to happen? What are you doing? Are you telling, you know, the labor force of America that, the government's going to take care of you? I mean, we can't even get the money out there to help the people right now. Exactly. How is that going to happen? I mean, we're going to ration out some sort of, you know, government aid to people. I mean, this is just, it doesn't make sense. And this is what Donald Trump was telling people, you know, time and again, don't let the cure be worse than the disease. But what happens, you see, when all this negative, you know, stuff is put out there, it's just scaring the holy what have you out of people. And when you think about, you know, like right now, yes, we've got more people that are, you know, you're discovering that because of more testing. I mean, we got 5-6 times the testing that we had, you know, 7-8 months ago. And so that's a good thing. They said, hey, we need to test more. So we test more. We got bigger numbers. But look what's happening with the death rate. The death rate isn't accelerating.
Right.
You know,
right.
And even when you talk about hospitalizations, I mean, you got to put it all within ratios and say, you know, what they've been saying all along is this is like a very bad flu. And, and that's not to minimize this, not to poo-poo it. I think we have to be prudent and careful about this sort of thing. And I think it's good in one sense, because it's upping our game so that when we're having to deal with the flu, we're not just, everybody getting the flu like we have. And when we were very laissez-faire about the flu, I think we've learned a lot because of COVID-19. And we need to take those lessons and apply them. And certainly, you know, in this holiday season, so important for us to be able to get together. And I just pray that, you know, people will do and they'll make reasonable choices. They will, because their life's hinging on it, and or the lives of very important people, like for you, grandparents, 95 years old, 89 years old. Of course, you're going to do reasonable things to protect them. I just pray that, we'll get to on the other side of this, but that we also find a way to manage this fear. Because a lot of this fear, you wonder, you go, why is this being drummed up in such a way? And I guess part of me that resists it thinks that because it's manufactured and it's to control us. It's not really to help us. I mean, even to the point of all the vaccinations about ready to come through, you got a third of America saying, I don't want your stinking vaccine. I don't care who it comes from. I don't care who takes it. I just don't want anything to do with the vaccine. In the same way, people have the same feeling about the flu shot. My mother used to always yell at me, Sam. She was, how come you don't get a flu shot? I said, because every time I do, I get the flu. And so why do I? Because that's what you do, right? You're injecting your skin, which is your first line of defense against any kind of infection. And you say, oh, no, I'm going to violate my God-given skin. I'm going to put poison into it in order to hope I don't get poisoned.
I think that it can make you very, especially with the vaccine. I mean, I'm glad they're getting the vaccine trials underway, and I hope they come out with something successful. But I definitely would not put myself first in line to be like, go ahead and inject me with this thing that we haven't seen how it turns out. A few years from now, because I might get the coronavirus, but I'm definitely going to be injected with this. And well, we definitely haven't seen the long-term side effects.
And you don't even want to read what Robert F. Kennedy wrote about the vaccine. You think you're scared now? You read what he wrote. That'll stop you in your tracks. Hey, let's get on with some of these viral stories here that you've got. I remember hearing about this. A Florida man wrestles his puppy from the jaws of an alligator, huh? How cool is that?
Oh, my gosh, this is a crazy video. First of all, you're like wondering, who is taking this video? Is this perfect timing? How is this happening?
Yes.
It turns out this whole video was taken by wildlife surveillance cameras. Richard Wilbanks is down in Estero, Florida, and he was taking his King Charles Spaniel, his three-month-old King Charles Spaniel, out for a walk. And he's in his backyard near a lake, and he doesn't have him on a leash. He says, let him run around. It's this little puppy. He's in his backyard, basically.
Yeah.
And he said an alligator comes out like a missile. It's a small alligator. This looks like a few feet. But it's still, this is not a small creature. It's just small for an alligator.
Exactly.
It looks like
but for that dog, that's an hors d'oeuvre. I mean, come on.
Oh, absolutely. So he said the alligator jumped out like a missile and brings it back in and underwater before he knew it. He said, I didn't even know alligators could be that fast. And still with a cigar in his mouth, you have to see the video. This guy, 74 years old, got a cigar in his mouth, jumps into the lake and grabs the alligator and with his bare hands pries the alligator's mouth open and the puppy runs away.
Well, thank God it was a small alligator, right?
Oh, and I think what you appreciate about it, I mean, I think the alligator to me, it looked like it was about like 3 or 4 feet. It's hard to tell.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see him struggling to open up this creature's jaws, you can appreciate how strong that is.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, he's not going
to
get
it. Somebody called to open up my jaws like that. It takes about a millisecond.
Hey, I got dogs that put the jaws of life to shame, man. When they get your Subway sandwich or something, forget it. There's no way that's coming back. It's gone.
Oh yeah, I mean, absolutely. So this alligator, I mean, the poundage of pressure that it's taking, and so fortunately the puppy escapes, and you're just amazed because one of the things the alligators do when they grab them is they roll.
Yes.
And they're drowning them.
Yeah, exactly.
But the puppy got away with just a puncture. He made a full recovery, and Richard Wilbanks got a tetanus shot.
Yes.
And he's fine. And haven't seen this video yet, I totally suggest it because it's just one of those ones you're glad that you know before you watch it that it ends happily.
Right, exactly.
Because you can see that puppy.
It doesn't look good to begin with, that's for sure. We got about a minute and a half left. Let's talk about this rescued hiker. He dies in an emergency room and revived after his heart stopped for 45 minutes. I mean, that's extreme. I mean, because usually your heart can stop for a little bit, but 45 minutes, I mean, you're a goner. I mean, how do you get revived after 45 minutes, Sam?
That's right. So Michael Kempinski of Woodville, he had actually been rescued from whiteout conditions when he was on a hike up there. And he was in Mount Rainier National Park.
Mm-hmm.
And this is reported by the Seattle Times. And the ER said whenever his heart stopped, it actually stopped once he got to the hospital. And it gave him a unique opportunity to bypass his heart and lungs and use the most advanced artificial form of life support. And they had a machine. It's an ECMO machine, and it pumped the blood in and out of his body and removed the carbon dioxide. And for about 45 minutes, his heart was stopped. And the doctors worked on restarting it. And 2 days later, he woke up. And
unbelievable. Boy, talk about a Thanksgiving miracle for this family, without a doubt. So many other stories that we didn't get a chance to talk about. Go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. Be in the flow of the know. We got a professor offering to cook Thanksgiving dinner for students spending the holiday alone. Really cool story there. So check it out right there at BillMartinezLive.com at Sam's Corner.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day.
We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Frustrated.